quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country from the USA, and I am just so taken by this place. Not only the amazing people, the great stories, the history, and the fantastic country music, particularly from this man here, Tracy Lawrence. How are you, mate?
I'm great, sir. Good to see you.
Oh, it's just so fantastic to be here. Now, you came to Australia a little while back. How was that for you?
It was absolutely wonderful. We came last spring, and I was able to bring my wife and my children with me. It's my first time over in Australia, and we had such a great time. It was, the people were wonderful. I thought Sydney was amazing. We got to do a lot of sightseeing, went to all the zoos and just met a lot of great people, ate some amazing food, had a great show. The country music fans were just over the top. It was very, you never know when you go to a country for the first time if people are even going to know who you are. But I had fans that were there with bags full. I mean, they had every CD that I've ever put out. So, I mean, they were very engaged. They knew all my music. They were there. They sang back to me from the crowd. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, see, you know, I asked that question because this is my first time in the States. And, you know, when I came over, you know, I didn't know if anyone would know who I was. And when I was, you know, wandering around, I was right. No one knows who I am over here. But we definitely know who you are. I heard that you've sold 13 million albums. That's a fair whack of albums.
It's a pretty good number of albums. You know, I had a great run in the 90s and still continue to sell. So I feel like I'm at the place in my life where I'm getting ready to make some of the best music of my life. And I know it's sad that the mainstream radio in the States now does not play a lot of what the older artists like me. I don't consider myself an older artist, but they're moving on to a younger generation. And I just think that the quality of my music and the depth of my music at this point is still going to capture more and more fans. And I'm thankful that we have the outlet of the internet and the other pathways that we have now to be able to reach my fan base out there, because they're still quite large.
Well, I think that's a really interesting thing. We're battling with that in Australia too, with the subgenres of country, because country is quite a broad church. There's a lot of subgenres there. But I find that mainstream media tends to be a tad more selective about what it plays, and we don't see as rich a tapestry of country as we probably could. Yeah. And I think that your music has some great stories, has amazing depth, and this intuitive understanding that only comes from life experience.
I agree. And I think there's so many artists, songwriters in my age group that are just now beginning to blossom and make more prolific music and grow as artists and grow as songwriters and as musicians. And I don't want to fall in the trap of being one of these guys that everybody thinks is complaining because you're not getting heard on the radio anymore. I'm proud that we have an outlet where we can still reach fans and they can still find my music, because I love older, mature songs. I don't want to be chasing after what everybody else is doing. It's not where my heart's at.
It's like cheese, really.
How so?
Well, you want a nice full-bodied, mature, flavoured cheese that's been crafted over a long period of time with a recipe that's been honed generation after generation. And I think that's very similar to good music. You don't want that plastic cheese. You want that good stuff.
That and a good bottle of wine. You want something that's been aged properly, that's been stored properly, that's got that maturity and depth to it. It's much more pleasing to the palate.
Definitely, definitely. Now, while we're talking about mature songs and depth and all of those things that really, I think, make people love true country music.
Yes.
Butterfly Angels. Wow. Tell me the story behind that.
I was privy enough to be part of some charity efforts. It's been a couple of years ago, but there was a massive tornado that hit Joplin, Missouri a couple of years back. One of those huge, crazy modern-day tornadoes, just massive in size and just comes in and just takes everything in the path away. Then I did some charity work, went down and played some events, raised some money. That's pretty much part of everything in our industry. We do a lot of things for, you know, everybody in society. But anyway, I was several months after that, I was home I watched a lot of those documentaries, news programs like 60 Minutes and all that stuff. And I can't remember exactly which one it was, but they were running a piece talking about how a lot of the children that had survived that had come out of there saying that there were butterfly people that were there, that were watching over them while they were buried, that comforted them and talked to them. They were very real. They were adamant about the fact that these things were very real, and nobody else saw them. And I was intrigued by it, so I Googled butterfly people, and I started doing some research on it and found that they had been seen at a lot of other natural disasters around the world for many, 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 many years. This was, it was kind of a phenomenon that was going around. And to me, it was butterflies are angels, and they serve many different roles. If it's not someone's time to go, that they come down and protect them and make sure that everything is taken care of, or that they're safe and they're secure while they're rescued if they're in a bad situation like that, which was the situation with a lot of the children. It wasn't their time to go. But also, they come down and they transport people to the other side when it is time for their passing. And I thought it was such a great concept and felt very good about the song when we wrote it. And I just think it moves people. It's got that depth that we were talking about. It's real. It's life. It's emotional. It's pain and tragedy, but it's also hope, because it gives you hope for something beyond what we see and feel here.
Well, I think you've articulated all of that and so much more brilliantly in the song. And it's actually available on your website right now as a free download.
It is. After we recently had some massive tornadoes in Oklahoma, I have family and a lot of friends there, and I felt like it was dead on with everything that they were experiencing, and hoped that it could provide some healing for people that had lost loved ones. So we did a special mix of it and put it out on my website. It's free, totally free. You can download it to your heart's content. All we ask is that if it moves you, to make a donation to the American Red Cross and pass it on. You know, help people recover in the best way that you can.
That's beautiful. And it's all available at TracyLawrence.com.
That's it.
The website. And you should definitely check that out too, because you can get all your albums and all the other fun stuff.
Yes.
There'll also be some links on RealCountryMix.com, which is our website, for you to check it out and enjoy even more of Mr. Lawrence's work. Now, thank you so much. Now, let's go to this great track, Butterfly Angels. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. God bless.
It came on like a freight train, cut a path some 2 miles wide. So much devastation, can't believe more didn't die. They were digging through the rubble, pulling sticks and stones away. Somehow little Maggie was okay. There was a butterfly floating on the wind. Protectors and collectors of women, children, and men. I believe in my soul. Came to pray and say goodbye. When they opened up that window, he was overcome with peace. He closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep. With a butterfly floating on the wind, protectors and collectors. Of a butterfly. Now this world is full of cynics, but that's alright with me. I like to think that angels can look like anything. protectors and collectors of women, children, and men. I believe in my soul. When it's my time, I'll take a ride on the wings of a butterfly.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.